GZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The NPA says withdrawing charges against former sports minister Zizi Godwa was the only sensible thing to do. It abandoned its prosecution of Godwa and his co-accused, former EOH executive Jehan McKay, in a Gauteng court this morning. The former minister was implicated in a 1.6 million rand graft case and accused of accepting bribes in return for his influence over IT tenders for the government. NPA spokesperson Pindi Mjonundwane says the case against him no longer had prospects of success.
The decision was militated by the successful representations lodged by both Godwa and McKay. The DPP comprehensively studied the contents of the docket, the reports of the regional head of the Specialized Commercial Crimes Unit and the prosecutor, and further had a consultation together with a panel of deputies that were advising him. The NPA will continue to discharge its prosecutorial discretion without fear, favor, and prejudice.
Speaking to the media outside the court, Godwa explained his next course of action.
So I'm really grateful that I'm now talking to you as a free man. I'm already resuming my responsibility. My first responsibility now is to make sure that I align myself with the activities of the ANC.
And the increase in myopia among school children is a growing concern across the globe. That's according to the health department in Gauteng, which says parents and caregivers need to prioritize visual care. Myopia, also known as short-sightedness, is a common visual impairment, particularly among children. Symptoms include blurry vision, squinting, frequent eye rubbing, and headaches. The department's Modaletale Modiba.
It is concerning that we're seeing children developing short-sightedness at such a young age, which obviously affects their learning potential. And it's important that even as we educate parents and caregivers, we also spend some time educating the young ones on those dangers of spending too much time on digital screens and to encourage them to do more of the outdoor activities.
And further afield, Mauritius has blocked access to social media just days ahead of a general election as tensions mount over a wiretapping scandal. The island has been gripped by scandal since secret recordings of phone calls by politicians, journalists and foreign diplomats began leaking online last month. The country's Prime Minister, Pravin Kumar, says internet service providers had been ordered to block access to the most widely used social media networks. The blockage is due to last until the end of today. Durban's a high of 25 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch and in 14 Neo Mpahlele, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.